Welcome to the podcast. This podcast is entitled The Gaslight. As far as I understand, gaslighting, I didn't really know what it was, and I think a lot of people use it and they don't know what it means. But I heard this from Ben Shapiro. I guess there's an old movie called Gaslight, and there's this young woman who marries this guy, and he does things and then says he didn't do them, and it drives her crazy. So I guess he turns off this light, and I guess back in the day they had gas instead of electricity for their lights, and she would say, "Did you turn off the gas light?" And he's like, "No, but he did," and it like makes her crazy. So it's lying and acting like you're not lying, like you know you're lying. It's kind of like that. Well, it's not like the he doth protest too much thing, because that's kind of reaction. That's a reaction, that idea. But this idea is people are lying and they know they're lying and they just act like they're not, and they go on and on and on. Just like a communist would, you know, like the communists during the Cuban Missile Crisis. The Americans are bringing us to the brink of nuclear war. They don't have any evidence of weapons and all. And they knew they did. And they weren't just kind of going silent. They were making a big deal out of it. So that's gaslighting. And maybe Republicans do it. I'm sure they do. I'm very disappointed with Republicans. And in some ways, they're just as slimy as the Democrats. But they're not as slimy as the Democrats in general, let's be honest. The Democratic Party, anyway. I think regular old Democrats, if there are any regular old ones left, I think they've all become Republicans. But, yeah, they're not probably all slimy. But they are in a party that has become hijacked by Bolsheviks. I mean, let's be honest. These people are radical communists. They're Marxists, they're radicals, they're insane. They're trying to destroy the United States. If you don't see that, either I'm crazy or you're crazy. Either I'm totally brainwashed or you're totally brainwashed. There's no middle ground, I don't think. I don't think it's like well, you know, if you look at it from this point of view, no, I think if you think the Democratic Party hasn't lost its mind, you've lost your mind. Or I'm totally brainwashed. And like some people say, everything you believe didn't happen. Well, I look at both sides. I'm pretty savvy with news. I do my best. I don't just listen to CNN and Pravda Media. I pay a lot of attention. So I really think that's a bad argument that I'm the one who's brainwashed. I could be wrong about some stuff, but I'm probably not brainwashed. So I'm probably not totally wrong and totally in the dark on what's going on. And I think a lot of people on the other side are, frankly. They're brainwashed. They won't listen to the other side. They're like all of us were the first month of COVID. Remember that? No information. It was like a cloud hanging over us. All the information was filtered. Nobody was really skeptical of anything yet. And then slowly things started to unravel. And we started to realize, oh, the country isn't going to come together. Oh, this isn't like wartime. Oh, this is just political. Oh, they're just trying to get rid of Trump. Oh, right? That whole, like, we're in the Matrix. That's where I think a lot of people are still in the Matrix. And you run into them on Twitter. I ran into the Bing bot. I was talking to the Bing artificial intelligence. It was exactly like talking to somebody who's brainwashed on Twitter. Like insane. It insulted me. It made snide comments. It was really crazy. I was talking to it about ivermectin. And then it said, "Yeah, well, you know, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, and bleach, you know, those are things that are crazy to take." And I said, "You put bleach in the same sentence with hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, you're a complete joke. And then it said, sorry, I don't want to talk anymore. It's such a joke. At least ChatGPT will kind of argue with you in a polite way. The Bing bot just says, go away. It blocks you. There's a artificial intelligence that blocks you like some snowflake on Twitter. The Bing bot is a snowflake. Okay. The first example of how they gaslight. They accused Trump of colluding with Russia when they invented the whole story, and they knew it. They knew it from the beginning. Hillary Clinton invented it. I don't know all the ins and outs. This kind of stuff in politics drives me insane. I hate learning about the details. I know this was a big deal for a while with the Steele dossier, and I hate that. I like policy. I like the structure of the government. I like those kind of arguments. Scandals and stuff, I really hate them. So I didn't pay a lot of attention. But I'm pretty sure they made it up, and everybody knows it. And if somebody's a brainwashed Democrat out there, they might not know it, but everyone who's outside of the Matrix knows it. And they went on and on and on about it. And like the Jewish guy on the radio from LA, Prager, he said, and I can't remember what movie this was from, because when he said it, I was like, hey, that's a movie from the 80s that I used to watch. It was like some Disney movie that we had recorded on VHS or whatever. And I think it was something like, being in love means never having to say you're sorry, or something like that. And he must have heard that movie, and because his thing is, being a liberal means never having to say you're sorry. They've never apologized for the Russia thing. They never admitted that they were wrong. We just kind of moved on. And where's Russia? What happened to Russia, Russia, Russia? So, yeah. I saw, and here's the thing. There are so many people that got brainwashed by this. I was watching the Munk debates. I think they're up in Canada. It's M-U-N-K. I think it's named after some guy. And they have high profile thinkers and media people. And they debate a proposition. And I can't remember what this one was. Something about is the media biased towards the left or whatever. And on one side was Matt Taibbi and Douglas Murray. On the other side was Malcolm Gladwell and some girl from the New York Times. And I was excited because I thought, oh, Malcolm Gladwell's awesome. I like Malcolm. I've read some of his books. He was the biggest jerk. Like, he basically just kept saying, you hate Jews. That was his argument. He said, this is like the 50s when everyone hated Jews and wouldn't let them into the media. That's what you want to go back to. I mean, it was like the dumbest argument. It was not quite as dumb as Don Lemon arguing with Ramaswamy, saying, you can't say things I don't like because you're not black and you're Indian-splaining to me. What a clown. But it was almost that stupid. And the reason I bring it up is the girl from the New York Times, when Matt Taibbi, I think it was him who brought it up, he's like, what about Russia? What about the Mueller report? This was all complete nonsense, and you guys ran with it for years. And she's like, well, the Mueller report just never brought him to justice, meaning Trump. Brought him to justice? Like he's an international criminal? Like he's Hitler? Brought him to justice. And I thought, wait, but the Russia thing was fake. But see, they don't believe it was fake. They just think he got off on a technicality. Now, I think there were some process crimes. Whatever. I'm sure he's not squeaky clean, but they didn't find anything. And it wasn't just because, yo, you can't indict a sitting president, right? Mueller tried to come out the next day or whatever, and he was like, you could tell he's like not all there, kind of like Biden. But he did say, to save himself from disgrace in his
liberal circles, he said something like, we just didn't have enough evidence to convict him, but we had enough evidence of wrongdoing, stuff like that. And so, what was a 2-year investigation then? Trump wasn't allowed to hide anything. And you guys got nothing. And we found out that the whole thing was made up by Hillary. Like, come on. Why is this being taken seriously? I just don't. And so that young lady who's probably 25 and just completely brainwashed, was like, well, we didn't bring him to justice. Like they're on the hunt for Hitler. I heard Alan Dershowitz, what was he on? I think he was on War Room. And he was saying, I have talked to people who say they will do anything to keep Trump out of office, including worse than arresting him. And I thought, like cheating on an election? Like assassination? I guarantee you they are considering that. Because he's Hitler to them, and you would do anything to keep Hitler out of office. I mean, they have lost their minds. Okay, they accused Trump of trying to get rich off of his political office. And as far as I know, he's lost money. He didn't get rich off of being the president of the United States. But they're getting filthy rich off of it. Clinton cash, that's a real thing. Selling money, selling influence to get money for your Clinton Foundation and siphoning some of it off to yourselves for the Clintons, that's real, right? They protect themselves. What is it? The pervert island, whatever it is. I guarantee you Clinton's on that list. Come on. And the pedophile island, what is the guy's name? You know, the guy who, quote, killed himself, but his girlfriend, the transcript of the trial, the list of all the perverts who went to that island won't be made public. This is corruption at the highest levels. Think about that. Think if Ronald Reagan hopped a plane with that guy and went to pedophile island. Do you think those records would be sealed? No. These people are corrupt, and they think because they are corrupt, Trump is corrupt, and he probably is kind of corrupt, but he was the most powerful man on earth for 4 years, basically 3 years, I guess, for 4 years, even during COVID. That's the question you need to ask people. What did he do? Well, he did. No, what did he really do? He didn't lock up his political opponents. Go listen to my episode about Is Trump Hitler? And it compares him to the things Hitler did. It's kind of long, but there's a lot of good information in it. Because I wanted to find out. I got tired of the argument. I'm like, well, let's go see. It's the most ridiculous comparison ever. Now, is Trump Jimmy Carter? Is he Harry Truman? No. He's kind of a jerk. He lies about things. He's kind of a cheat. He probably did do something with Stormy Daniels, right? He was a super sleazy guy back in the day. Okay. That all sucks about him. That's true. Is he a patriot? I think so. Does he take it seriously? Yeah. Is he kind of motivated by revenge? Yeah. But at the same time, does he care about the United States? Yeah. This is not an act. But see, on their side, it is an act. Because they have to act like every 4 years that they actually love America when they actually hate America. And they hate what we are. And they want to turn us into something else like all Marxists do. Everything that exists must be destroyed. Right? So that we can create a perfect world. Look at your perfect world in California that you're creating. How's that working out? For the rich people, it's working out fine. For the middle class, it's not. And for illegal immigrants, when they come in from third world countries, yeah, it's better. But it's not headed in the right direction. But see, they think it is. So let them live in their little delusional world. They're not headed for success. They're headed for complete disaster. They're not headed for a stable society. They're headed for Banana Republic stuff. And the whole country is headed for that if we follow the way of California. Just remember, Marxists gaslight. They accuse you of doing things that they do. And that's not exactly gaslighting, but that is what they do. They accused him of silencing journalists. So, I can't remember the guy's name right now. And I feel bad because the only name I can remember for him is Eyepatch McCain. What is his real name? You know who I'm talking about now. The guy from Texas who's kind of a disappointment. He's kind of a McCain retread. He's a Navy SEAL. He's a patriot. But I think he thinks he's morally superior to everyone in the MAGA movement. And so he just can't stand the fact that the hobbits are running the Republican Party. And he and all of his, you know, superior types, the blue bloods, whatever, the Romneys, right? That they're not running the Republican Party. Anyway, he was on CNN and they said, he's canceling what did they say? Arresting journalists or something like that. And a few days before, Jim Acosta had been in the White House. Like, he just kept talking about to President Trump. And Trump was like, be quiet. I'm not recognizing you. I'm not answering your question. And he would not shut up. And so President Trump sent this girl aide over there to take the microphone from him. And the guy wrestled the microphone away from the girl, like a three-year-old. And everybody kind of gasped. And then so they suspended that guy, I think, for like 3 days from the White House or something. He couldn't come back for like 3 days. And with a straight face, those idiots on CNN said, he suspended Jim Acosta like he was arresting journalists. And that guy was like, he was suspended for like 3 days because he wrestled that girl. That is gaslighting. What else is it? They're just idiots. They're not sincere at all. That is not sincere. I mean, it's just like the ivermectin thing. They're not sincere. So maybe gaslighting doesn't describe it every time, but a lot of the time it does. Oh, and by the way, Hitler started arresting his political opponents the first month his party was in power. People started, the first month, Nazis started rounding up journalists and people from the other political parties and sent them to concentration camps that were not yet death camps, but they were gulags, right? They, well, maybe not. If you define a gulag as a place that's far away and like a work camp, no, not that. But they were concentration camps, re-education camps. So did Trump send a single person to a concentration camp? No. Did he arrest a single person that criticized him? No. Did he harass anyone? No. Did the FBI show up to journalists' houses or Democrat activists' houses? No. Find me one. Did they arrest him like they did that abortion activist? The pro-life activist? Did they show up with long guns at his house? They would have lost their minds. That guy would have been on CNN and MSNBC round the clock. They gaslight. They act like he's Hitler and authoritarian when they are. They're not Hitler, but they're authoritarian. They're using the government as their thugs. And the law enforcement seems to just be going right along with it, which is concerning. They use the government to collude with Twitter and YouTube, which I'm sure were willingly going along with it, to silence people during COVID. Do you remember those doctors
during COVID, do you remember the, now I'm a pretty skeptical person. I'm pretty skeptical of government power and blah, blah, blah. But when COVID came along, I was totally, I don't know what the word is, in on it. That's not really the word. But I totally believed it because all the news sources on both sides were saying, hey, this is a big deal. This is a big deal. And the world was shutting down. And they closed the schools and they closed the NBA and they closed a lot of the churches and all this stuff. And I thought, oh, this is a big deal. There's no debating it now. And so I was paying attention all the time. When some guy showed up on, was it some news channel? And he said, assume COVID is on every door handle, on every Uber handle. Assume that it's everywhere. And this was like some guy from the CDC. So I thought, dang, this is like 1918. And it was, but not really at the same time. Not my favorite example, but one of my go-to examples for comparing them. In 1918, in the pandemic, there was I read about one road where every single mom on that street died from the flu. And so, like, when the flu moved through Philadelphia, took about, I think, like 2 weeks, there were just bodies at every house, pretty much. And they would go through, and people brought, like, a cart or some kind of vehicle, and they would pick up the bodies and drive off with them. A lot of people had dead bodies in their houses for days. That did not happen with COVID. I'm sorry, it didn't. The flu was worse than COVID. And I don't know what the United States would have done if we weren't in the middle of a war. That's why we didn't really react to it the same way, because we were in the middle of a war. So that's why it's called the Spanish flu, because that was one of the only countries that wasn't in the war. And nobody wanted to report on the war because it would lower morale, or on the flu. They didn't want to report on the flu. So when it got to Spain, that was the first like real reporting about it that got spread far and wide. So we called it the Spanish flu. That's so racist, I know. And so as far as the book I read says, it started in like Kansas. Anyway, I was totally hooked on it. And so I was trying to protect my family. We're not going out. We're washing our groceries. When we go to McDonald's, we're dumping the food out of the wrappers, and I'm going to wash my hands, right? Like, full on, we're not getting COVID. And so when these doctors came out on YouTube from Southern California, the conservative part of Southern California, and they said, we don't need to do this anymore. COVID's everywhere already. He's like, if you get stuff from Home Depot, it's on that. Like, if you go to Walmart, it's there. This is not protecting us from COVID. This is just ruining the economy. We don't need to do this anymore. There's just two doctors from Southern California, and it was up for, I don't even know if it was up for 24 hours. And I remember thinking, dude, are these guys right? They held like this little press conference, and everybody came out on the, oh, these guys are killing grandma. And they were gone. They got removed. And I thought, how many other doctors are saying this? Are we being lied to? What's going on? And then I started to realize Trump must just be in a bubble. There must not be unanimity. Like, they got silenced, like Soviet style. YouTube silenced them. And so I thought, what is this? And then the next time I ever heard anything, you know, you hear all this conspiracy stuff and whatever.
But when I heard Dr. McCullough on Rumble, in like a long interview, saying we could have saved 80% of the people who got COVID, but we weren't allowed to do medicine because everyone was just waiting around for the vaccine. And he said, we didn't come up with therapeutics like ivermectin, like hydroxy, like a lot of vitamins, like other things. Like, he had this treatment where he would have this nose spray that would kill things in your nose. And if you snorted that through your sinuses through your nose, whatever, twice or three times a day, he's like, that would kill a lot of COVID. And I thought, dude, what if this guy's right? What if we could have saved 800,000 people or whatever it is, and not done the lockdowns and not shut down the schools and not destroyed all those small businesses? I couldn't believe it. And then that's when I slowly realized this is a sham. They have abused this. I always kind of knew it was to get rid of Trump. They took advantage of it, right? When Nancy Pelosi was so excited, this grim milestone of 100,000 dead, right? They kept talking about this grim milestone, right? Like, they were excited about it. And it's because they knew they were going to win the election because of it. This was their only way to get rid of Trump, right? There was an interview with Jane Fonda, and she said, COVID is the Democrats' best friend. Think how sick that is. They knew from the instant it started that this was the way to get rid of Trump. And so they just ran with it. And we all fell for it. Not all of us. But see, there's a lot of people who are skeptical of everything. Oh, that's BS. Oh, come on. And they don't believe in anything. So those people, I don't think I'm stupid for going along with it. I had all the reason in the world to go along with it. But there's some people who are skeptical of everything and just like cranky and don't believe anything. And that's stupid too. So anyway, so here's how they gaslight that way. They totally, completely silence us. They use the Pravda media and the big tech things to silence us. Remember Parler? What a gangster move that was. Holy cow. On Twitter, I watched them coordinate riots. I watched people tell other rioters where the cops were. That's at least as bad as whatever was going on Parler. And so when they kneecapped Parler, I mean, Trump never did anything like that. Republicans don't do things like that. But they do, and they have no problem with it. Because they don't, I guess, anymore care about freedom. They're communists. They act like communists. They do exactly what communists would do during the Cold War. Lying with a straight face and accusing the other side of doing what they do. Or doing something and just straight up lying about it and denying it until it's... I mean, look at... this isn't a current example, but Clinton. I didn't do anything with that girl. Just kept lying until she produced the dress. Right? Deny, deny. They're liars. They lie like crazy. They will never stop until they have proof thrown in their face. And even then, they don't have to say they're sorry. Think if Clinton did that today, the media wouldn't even care. The media went after him because it was a good story. But I don't even think they would just brush it under the rug. Look at the Hunter Biden tapes. Look at the stuff on Hunter Biden's laptop. And it's such a crazy story. But the stuff on that laptop is real and no one cares. They deny it and then they admit that it's real later, but just for like 2 seconds and then they move on. I mean, these people are such a bunch of liars. Stealing the election. In 2000, they went crazy about Bush stealing the election or the Supreme Court stealing the election for him. And then they finally gave in. But for years, for like a decade, they wouldn't shut up about it. And I get it. If I thought the election was stolen from me, I wouldn't shut up about it either. But that's even with 9/11. 9/11 silenced them for a while, but then they still kept going on and on about it. That's back when the Democratic Party was just liberals instead of like radical communists. And so they complain and complain. Remember, what's her name? From Georgia. Buckteeth. I can't remember her name. You know who I'm talking about now, right? She's from Georgia, and she claimed that she was cheated out of the election in Georgia. I guess Crowder keeps talking about this show on HBO that shows that they could steal the election with the machines. And so she just shut up now, because that's their line now. We're the ones who say they cheated, and they're the ones who say, no, the election is secure. So there was, she was at some rally, and she's like, I think you guys expect me to talk about election fraud. Well, I'm not gonna. Well, why not? Because now that's the party line. The party line is there is no election fraud. Now that they're in charge of the election fraud, there is no election fraud. And anybody who talks about it is a traitor. That's gaslighting. That's what communists do. These people are traitors. They don't care about the republic. All they care about is winning. But they did it forever. They would always complain about the elections. And they would do what we did on January 6th. They remember January 6th was going to be people in the House and the Senate presenting evidence for voter fraud. State after state, starting with Arizona, they were going to present voter fraud for like 24 hours. That was the goal. And some idiots stormed the Capitol. Whether they were stoked by FBI or not, they're idiots for doing it. And it completely sabotaged the argument. Maybe nothing would have happened, but imagine senators and House of Representatives members showing the world, and they would have to cover it, all the evidence for voter fraud. Because now they can just say, there's no evidence, it's been laughed out of every court. And you could say, well, did you see what they presented in Congress? What do you say about that? But no one's ever presented the evidence except on like War Room. They would have to have dealt with that evidence. And they knew it. That's why they stoked a riot. Come on. Come on. If it was just supposed to be a riot from the very beginning, why did we get all these senators and representatives together to talk about voter fraud? If it was just a riot, a mindless, stupid riot to overthrow the government. And you have to remember when that riot started, immediately, 10 minutes after it started, they called it a riot. And for 3 months, they hadn't called riots riots. Do you remember that? They called them mostly peaceful protests. Dirt. When they were burning down the police station in Minneapolis and burning down all kinds of stuff, beating people to a pulp on the street, shooting people, all kinds of stuff was going on. But it was mostly peaceful protests. And then a couple hundred people break into the Capitol, which is stupid. It was a riot. But they immediately called it a riot. Complete gaslight. Complete insincerity. These people are scum. And they're just complete propaganda. There's another instance of that. Okay, remember all the mostly peaceful protests forever? And then you start seeing on the news, and Don Lemon was dumb enough to admit it. He said, you know, these riots are starting to show up in the polls, so we need to stop them. What? You don't need to stop them because they're riots? You need to stop them because they're showing up in the polls? It's going to hurt your chances to get rid of Trump? He said that, and you know they were all saying that in private. So if you remember the night that they, the night that Trump couldn't hold his, the RNC meeting, you know, the convention and where they were going to do it because of COVID. So he just did it on the White House lawn. You're not supposed to do that, but whatever, he did. And that night, the Obama campaign tweeted out, these riots are Trump's fault. This is Trump's America. It's burning down. It's in chaos. Wait, I thought these are mostly peaceful protests. You just said that for 2 months, 3 months. Now they're riots and they're Trump's fault? Like, they can just turn on a dime. Like, it's like a whiplash. Like, I don't know how you... It's because they're liars. They're liars. They're insincere. I don't know how people can't see it. Think about the things you can't talk about on big tech. Can you talk about Bigfoot? Yeah. Can you talk about UFOs? All over the place. I just listened to a podcast about a UFO, a pilot that takes pictures of UFOs, like an airline pilot. They're not trying to silence that guy. All kinds of, look, just go on YouTube and look at all the UFO stuff. Look at all the other conspiracy stuff, all the crazy stuff that's out there. But there's a few things you cannot talk about. The vaccines, that has nothing to do with January 6th, right? Because the argument is, well, it's going to start another insurrection. Okay, what does COVID have to do with the insurrection? Oh, that's just the lockdowns and we all have to be, okay, communist style. Oh, okay, totalitarianism. Because if you say we don't need lockdowns, then you won't be able to do lockdowns. And you're going to kill grandma. But the real thing is, you're gonna not be able to do the lockdowns. And you won't be able to scare people into getting the vaccine. See, this is, I don't know, why else can't you talk about the vaccine and vaccine complications and the fact that it's killing all these athletes left and right? I mean, think about it. There's a ton of it. Go Google around about it for like 10 minutes. And don't just go to Snopes. Like, go find articles that chronicle this. It's out there. And even if it's happening more than normal, it doesn't have to be skyrocketing. What if it's just more than normal? I mean, when is the last time you saw a soccer player just collapse? This is not just us being more aware of it. Like somebody, you know, buys a car, you start to see that car everywhere. I'm pretty sure that's not what this is. Have you ever seen an NFL player get hit and collapse? Like, have a heart attack? A 24-year-old guy? And he wasn't even hit that hard. Come on. There's another guy who had his heart, he had to get his heart restarted. Remember when he tweeted that out? That's not normal. But why can't people talk about that on YouTube? There's this British guy who talks on YouTube, but he knows he's censored. And he was saying on there about the vaccines, yeah, but I'm not allowed to talk about this part of it. And somebody in the comments said, that statement is way scarier than anything that the vaccines could do. Meaning this guy's being censored. This is 1984 stuff or Soviet Union stuff or CCP stuff in China. Think how similar this all is to what happens in China. 1.3 billion people can't Google Tiananmen Square. They can't share memes about President Xi looking like Winnie the Pooh. They can't get on a VPN. Like, there was a girl who was in college in the United States. She went back to China. She got online to do her homework. When she signed into her account, she got on a VPN, a virtual private network that the government can't see inside of. And she went to prison for like 2 months. They are being censored. They have a controlled access to information. I mean, think about it. The internet is supposed to be this wonderful source of information, and they've used it to control all the information and then make people think that they have all the information. It's just like the Matrix. Come on. So then how do you know? How do I know I'm not crazy? How do I know I'm not Alex Jones? Well, I think what you do is you match up. Okay, what about this? 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 And you see all the dominoes fall or all of their stupid ideas fall apart. And that's when you realize that it's BS. That a lot of it's BS, right? You see Joe Rogan doing the same thing. You see comedians, all kinds of people are doing the exact same thing all over the place, realizing, hey, this is BS. Remember that kid? What's his name? The kid who got caught up in the riot and shot people, and then he got acquitted, and everybody lost their minds because if you think he wasn't a mass shooter, then you were a Nazi, right? I knew somebody who I said, well, if he wanted to go on a shooting spree, why didn't he? And that person just walked away and stared at me. They didn't have an argument because that's like me saying, he thinks that's like me saying, oh, Hitler wasn't that bad. Right? That's what they think. That's the mindset that they're in. They're that brainwashed. I'm not saying that person's an idiot. I'm saying that's the world they're in. They're still in the Matrix. And that's, that's presumptuous of me to say, but I think it's real. They're in the Matrix. Think about, you can't talk about election fraud. Unless, I guess, it's 2000 with Bush. You can't say that they stole the election. They will take you off of YouTube. You can't, remember Crowder was running around, and other people were doing this too, running around talking about, oh, here's a voter in Nevada, and there's no building there, but this person voted from this address. This is a made-up address. This is just straight-up voter fraud, right? And so, and War Room talked about this all the time, but Bannon stupidly talked about putting Fauci's head on a pike and then got banned from YouTube. But they were just looking for a reason to ban him from YouTube because he's not going to back down on the election fraud thing. Can you talk about alternate stories about what happened on January 6th? No, they'll just take it off of YouTube. Just like COVID vaccines, just like the COVID lab leak theory, just like election fraud. All these things kind of fit together, right? All of these things conflict with the party line. And the party, meaning the Democratic Party, the people in power, the people who are just going to stay in power forever and will just have sham elections. There was an election, I think it was in New Jersey, and there's a Republican who got really close, and then the Democrat came out and gave a speech and just kind of had like a smirk on his face, and he's like, yeah, the numbers are looking pretty good. I think we'll be fine. Just like Biden did the night of the election, because they knew that their machine was just going to cheat. They knew that they could just cheat and they were going to win. Just like in Nevada. Oh, we found a few more votes. Oh, we found more votes. We're eroding Laxalt's lead. Oh, what do you know? Is it Masto? Masto got reelected. No, we're not going to count anymore. It's over because it's rigged against Republicans. And Republicans are too stupid to stand up and say, hell no. Just like Carrie Lake. They don't want to be Carrie Lake. They care too much about their cocktail parties. They care too much about the next election. And that's the thing. Like, I'm watching the Patrick Bet David podcast, and he's sitting on there with what's their names? The two guys who replaced Rush Limbaugh, and they're just trying to say dump Trump without saying dump Trump. All three of them, right? It's like talking to a child and trying to convince them, look, I don't think you want to do this. Here's a bunch of reasons why you shouldn't do this. Just come out and say it, guys. We're not that childish. Yeah, look, I think DeSantis would be fine, but I don't think DeSantis could win. I don't know. I don't think any Republican. And my point with bringing that up is, oh, so Bette David was talking about Giuliani, who he had on his show. And he said Giuliani was talking about all the election fraud. And he's like, that's just so unattractive. And I thought, attractive or not, unless we fix it, we're never winning another election. All of these elections will be frauds. This is the only issue, is election fraud. And unless we fix it, elections will be meaningless. And I don't think the Republicans care. They care more about their turf war with Trump. They care more about ditching Trump. I think I talked about this last time. Just keep in mind, why can't we talk about those issues, but we can talk about UFOs? We can talk about all kinds of conspiracy craziness. Anything and everything under the sun, except those things that keep them in power or expose their corruption. And then they come out and say, Alex Jones is this and Steve Bannon is that. Well, you have free speech, but they don't, because they talk about the things you don't like. Oh, okay. That's the through line. That's the common thing, is it affects their power. Because if we expose those things, then they are screwed. So they can't be exposed. So the last thing, don't fall into the trap of saying, well, both sides do it. A pox on both their houses, so it doesn't really matter. They're both equally guilty. They're not both equally guilty. The Democrats do it worse. And yeah, are there stupid Republicans? Are there machine Republicans? Are there corrupt uniparty Republicans in D.C.? Yeah. I think most of them who've been there for a long time are uniparty. But they don't do it like that. And they don't silence, they don't abridge free speech. And they don't try to control us. And they don't, I don't think, cheat on elections. And they're not trying to destroy the country. Look at Republican-controlled cities, the few that are. They're not collapsing. They're not turning into chaos because Soros didn't get their... There's another one, right? Here's one more. Newt Gingrich was on Fox, and there was some woman interviewing him, and he said, Soros is electing these DAs, and they're destroying these cities because they won't enforce the laws. And the lady just froze. And they just looked at each other like, we're not allowed to say Soros. And then everybody just moved on. It was like someone said Voldemort. Like, I think because they're worried about a defamation suit. And they should be, because Dominion came after them. And that's another thing. Think about what just happened with Dominion. We hired a company to administer our elections. And when people say, I think the machines don't work, I think people are using the machines to cheat, they get sued for saying that. So we don't even control our elections anymore. Because think if you thought the people, like if you had it where they were counting the votes by hand, and you went back there and you're like, hey, I think they're cheating. And then you get sued for defamation. That's not a free election. That's not an open election. That's a company that can destroy you for criticizing them for running a corrupt election, maybe. I don't know if they did, but we should be able to question it without the threat of a $1 billion lawsuit. What if they did? What if what Sidney Powell said is right? That Hugo Chavez
had them created so he could steal elections forever. What if that's real? How can you? We should be investigating and not silencing people. I mean, this is insanity. So what are Republicans going to do when DeSantis loses in 2024? Well, we know what they'll do if Trump loses in 2024. They'll just say, it's because of Trump. Come on, guys. All you hobbits, shut up. And then we'll get sent to a gulag or something, right? I mean, that's not out of the realm of possibility. If there was some real crisis and you had some wacko in charge, why wouldn't they? If there's a real, like, insurrection somewhere, they'll just start rounding us up. Who's going to stop them? Who's going to stop them? The Republicans? The Republicans will just say, oh, as long as you don't get me, get the crazies in my party. We got to purge them anyway. Right now, that sounds insane. But if you told somebody 10 years ago what was going on now, would they have believed you? I don't think so. Kitty litter boxes, all this. Megyn Kelly's in trouble now because she said men can't become women on YouTube, right? Like the insurrection or whatever, the riot at the Capitol, COVID, the lockdowns, Trump in office, right? All of this crazy stuff. The Ukraine war, think about that. The Ukraine war, no one over 50 has seen a real war on TV anyway. I mean, of course we haven't seen it in real life. But I mean, I know Iraq and Afghanistan were wars. I'm talking about like two countries going to war. We haven't seen that. And so, I don't know. How did I get on this? Oh, what's going to convince rhinos that we're right? What's going to convince them that it's not Trump, it's the corrupt Democrats? It's the Bolsheviks in the Democratic Party. I mean, I don't know what's going to convince them. Because if they get their guy, we'll lose. We'll just lose. Because they'll cheat again. They'll cheat. I hope they don't. I hope he wins. Then, look, I hope I'm wrong about the cheating. But they haven't even really looked into it. They're blinded by the fact that they hate Trump. They just can't admit it because we're in their party. They may as... I don't know. They won't listen to the fact that they cheated. I mean, they come on. Think about it. You steal six cities. You need three or four, five swing states. The Democrats control all the big cities. All you got to do is steal them. It's not that hard. It's really not. Why do you think Nancy Pelosi was so excited about mail-in ballots? Oh, mail-in ballots. Of course they cheated. Come on. So those are just some things I thought. Just keep that in mind. Pay attention when people are gaslighting you. Question them. Try to remember times when they lied. And don't just roll over and take it. Thank you for listening.